Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
We want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I got strategies for living, strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
Oh, you know we need them. We need those strategies, don't we? Those strategies for living. So are you ready? You're ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
Oh, I am ready. It is Halloween time.
Yeah, woo! I knew you would
it's
be ready
spooky
today.
Season.
Yeah. Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is PLPC psychotherapist Lauren Leon McMillan, and you love Halloween.
I do.
Yeah.
And I especially love our life strategies.
Oh, we have a special treat. We have such a special treat.
No tricks.
No tricks, just treats. Bess Maxwell, who...
Who?
Bess Maxwell, who I've known for 100 years.
We were just talking about that.
We were. Yeah. We were. And we spent lots of time... in radio together, different stations most
but
of that
started
time.
Started in the same building. You didn't even know.
We didn't know. Yeah, yeah, started in the same control room right. Back in the day, you know?
Way back in the day. Pleistocene era.
But that's not, even though that station may have had some spirits in it, I've got a story or two about that, by the way, but you have, post-radio, gotten involved in paranormal investigations through yes. Louisiana spirits. And we're going to talk
correct.
About that today. It's a fascinating, fascinating thing
oh, yeah.
how you do what you do, Bess.
Well, they say that the ghost hunter is always the most interesting person in the room.
Well, yeah.
I can command a table.
Yeah, I bet you can.
Literally.
And is there a question you have not been asked about?
No.
No.
In fact, if I ever write a book about this,
oh.
the title is going to be a question a man once came up and asked me while we were doing an investigation of
yeah.
a mobile home.
Yeah.
And he looked at me and he said, "Dude, why would a ghost be in a trailer?" That's my book.
I love it.
Why would a ghost? There you go.
Why not?
So why not? So we are in the spirit of All Hallows Eve.
Mm-hmm. We'll no talk pun about, intended.
No pun intended. We're going to talk a little bit about that this evening, too, here on Strategies. Bess Maxwell is our life strategist. Folks, thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you being with us, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center. And Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX. We train your brain and the Balanced Life Wellness Center. And Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, alligator Italian sausage, pretty good muffies too, and SRT sales training. Bess Maxwell, Louisiana Spirits and Paranormal Investigations, our life strategist today here on Strategies for Living. Come back with us.
Do you want to build a productive sales team? Are you trying to grow or develop an existing one? Do you want to change your current culture? Or do you lack the skills to get you and your team to the next level? If any of this is what you're looking for, you need to contact SRT Sales Training. Locally owned. More than 35 years in the sales and training world. Relevant real-life skills that work in today's environment, no matter the business. For details, look online. ScottTarkowski.com or call 318-393-5219. And as always, make it a great day.
Tune in daily, find the light. Healthy mind and spirits bright. Strategies for living strong. Feel the vibe, that won't go wrong.
Welcome in to a special edition, a Halloween edition of Strategies for Living. All Hallows Eve right around the corner. Lauren Leon McMillan, our life strategist, Bess Maxwell, David McMillan. Let me formally introduce Bess. I guess we need to talk a little bit about her real job, which is the administrator of St. Mark's Cathedral.
Yeah, ghost hunting doesn't pay much.
Well, there you go.
None.
You went from radio to a real job.
Yes,
right?
I did.
Now, how long have you, how many years have you been at St. Mark's?
Strangely enough, 18 years.
Wow.
18 years in June.
Beautiful, beautiful facility is St. Mark's.
It's a great, great job.
We love, you can see where we are. Mm-hmm. We sit on our front porch and listen to the kids on the playground, and it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What a beautiful,
it's
wonderful
facility.
It's good
to have facility. Neighbors like you over
there
here.
There you go. There you go. But thank you for being here.
Yeah. Thank you for inviting me. I always enjoy doing this.
How did a nice girl like you? Yeah, because I remember you. I don't know what year we met, but you were at KWKH in doing news. Mm-hmm. I was at Kiel. I don't remember what year we met, but it's been a long time.
I've always known you.
Same here. Same here. You and Aaron McCarty. Yeah. I mean, you've always been there.
Exactly.
And you and I worked together for. I was out of radio, but was already doing Strategies for Living because the show now is 33 years old.
Yeah, you used to come in and.
Yeah, you used to come into the old Kiel Studios back when it was. Let's see, were you there when it was at 710 Spring Street? Or
no,
was this out at the old KWKH studios?
In the Petroleum Tower downtown for a year.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
And then we moved out to on Westport Avenue, west of town.
There you go. There you go. So, how did a nice girl like you get into what have you always been interested in the paranormal stuff as a sideline?
Yeah, I've always kind of been interested in it. You know, the ghost stories and the ghosts, and you know, back when I was a kid, we used to run around the neighborhood and hearing stories about a ghost, and we'd go look to see if we could find the ghost.
Yeah. Did you ever locate a ghost when you were a kid?
Not when I was a kid, no. I probably would have quit then. But I used to do tours over at the Municipal Auditorium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We do historic tours, and then the Municipal is also very active.
Sure.
Extremely active.
Yeah.
And so we would tell people who came through the ghost stories. And so a group came through, probably about 2007 or so, six or seven. And they did an investigation of the Municipal, the first group that had have ever done that.
Right.
And it was Louisiana Spirits.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
And so I was working in radio at that time, and I called these guys and interviewed them.
Right.
You know, about what was going on.
Yeah.
And they thought that was cool.
Yeah.
And I kind
of got a cool story out of it.
Yeah, I got a cool story out of it and met these guys. And so they did a public ghost hunt down in, they were from Alexandria,
right,
was where they were based.
Right.
And we went down there and had a dinner, and they did a ghost talk, and we investigated a restaurant down there. I was so hooked.
I bet you were.
I was so hooked.
Yeah.
And so a year or so later, they were looking for new members up here, and I jumped at the chance.
Now, if people want to investigate and find out about L.A. Spirits, easy way to do that is LASpirits.com.
Yes, we do have a website, and it's got all of our evidence and everything on there.
And it's a very you'll spend a while if you're interested in this kind of thing. This is a rich website. Mm-hmm. There's
Thank
a lot
you.
Here. And also let me I should have said this in your intro, so let me not be remiss and say that you are case manager. For North Louisiana, North Louisiana and the area, right?
Yeah, this whole north part of the state down to about Natchitoches or so.
And so if someone is interested in connecting with LA Spirits, and
we'll talk, website.
Go to the website, and then they can connect with you through the website.
You can look on the website, and you can see all of our teams around the state.
So there's teams all over the state.
All over the state. Yep. Wherever you might be located, you can contact the team that's closest to you.
Okay. Now, why would someone contact the team? Why would someone contact Louisiana Spirits? And what would they be asking you to do?
Who are you going to call?
That's right.
I love it.
That's, it's mostly...
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday, good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
People call us because something is happening in their home.
Right.
And they don't know what it is.
Right.
And they're afraid of it.
Yeah.
Or it's scaring the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Or where to turn.
Yeah.
So they call us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we come and see what they've got going on. See if we can explain it logically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 You know, and then homes also... Buildings. You've
businesses.
Mentioned municipal auditorium,
yes.
Businesses.
Mm-hmm.
You told a story years ago, and it was a local place of worship.
Mm-hmm.
We won't say where, but this local place of worship had done some extensive remodeling, and apparently there was a problem.
There was some activity.
Yeah.
And we went to this place.
Right.
And we have, whenever you call us in, you fill out some paperwork.
Right.
Basically, hold harmless agreements. If we hurt ourselves, something knocks us down the stairs, it's not on you, it's on us.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
And also, we say, how much evidence would you allow us to release? Because we will put on our website whatever we get.
Sure.
Yeah.
And you can say, yeah, that's my house. You can put a picture of me up there if you want. You know,
right.
I'm...
But again, this place of worship obviously did not want this to get out. Really.
Or the other extreme is, you know, the one is you can tell us about the evidence, but don't tell anybody where we are, who we are.
Right.
The other one is, you were never here. You have never been here. We have never seen you. We have never spoken.
Was that the case?
That was the case
that
in this
case.
Part.
Okay.
Yes. But it was mainly office staff at this place who were having a lot of things that were happening.
Right.
You know,
weird
just
because staff would go
be there all the time.
They would go in and out of the building, and after the remodeling started, weird stuff started happening.
Mm-hmm. And we did get a few little things.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, we did get a few little things.
Yeah.
There was nothing bad there.
Yeah.
It just seemed like a lot of what we call residual. Activity.
Okay. Right.
Stuff. There's nothing intelligent there that will interact with you, but it's just things just going about what they've
Can we just
gone
say
about.
Static? You know, kind of staticky stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like a tape replaying over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
So when you go in, you just observe and report. Do you do any sort of
communicating with the spirit and asking it to move on?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Well, what we do is we have all kind of equipment. We use digital recorders, mm-hmm. you know, to pick up what we call electronic voice phenomenon or EVPs.
Yeah.
Right.
Something you can't hear with your ears at the time, but it turns
but
out
it comes, it comes through. It's on the tape.
Yeah. We use GoPro cameras that have been modified to shoot in infrared light.
Right.
You know, so they can shoot in the dark. And we can measure things like electromagnetic frequency and that kind of stuff.
Right, right.
And we use all kinds of little tricks,
right?
You know,
right.
to see if something's here or there. And we try to, if they have things that have happened, we try to recreate that.
Right.
You know, is this door just moved by itself?
Mm. Right.
You know, there was a door in the municipal auditorium that everybody said would open by itself. When you close the door down here at the bottom of the stairs, that door would pop open.
Mm.
So that kind of thing, we go in to try to debunk.
We're not going to prove
there's a ghost there. Right. We're trying to debunk.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, in a place like this place of worship, and you give your report. You mm-hmm. give your report at the end of the investigation.
Right.
Was there more peace and tranquility?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. And a lot of times people just want to know that they are not crazy.
That's what
everybody tells us. I think I'm losing my mind. I think I'm going crazy.
Yeah.
And we say, no, you're not.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're experiencing something.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you're crazy.
Yeah.
Right.
So when you had your first encounter, of course, you talked about being a kid and doing mm-hmm. what kids do. But when you had your first professional encounter,
professional.
Yes. That sounds all kind of weird, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, a little bit.
No, the first thing I ever got, as far as evidence was concerned, was of course an EVP. That's the easiest thing to get,
right? Mm-hmm.
And we get, you know, we just get some. First time you hear that voice on that recorder,
yeah,
and you know
yeah.
it's not you,
yeah.
you know it's not your team,
mm-hmm.
and you know it's just like, whoa.
Yeah.
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
it's just the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I carry some around on my phone, you know, that we've gotten that are really
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, you'll just be laying there about half dead, just listening and listening. And all of a sudden you hear, just pop up.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's just, you can live on that.
I had a client several years ago whose mother had passed away. Mm-hmm. And we had been talking. Of course, she came in and was doing some grief. And I got a call one day from her, and she said, I've got a recording on my phone, and you've got to hear it. Mm. You've got to let me. And so I said, sure. And so I played it. Of course, I have equipment around from doing the radio show and stuff. And I played it, and it was clear as B. And she said, that sounds just like my mother. But it was clear as B in the process, in the middle of someone else's message that was being left, mm-hmm. Her saying the lady's name very clearly, you know, mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it was, she said, do you hear that? And I said, yes, I hear it. And it was the same type of thing.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm not crazy.
You're not crazy.
Yeah. We're talking today.
We are old radio people, so we could be crazy.
We could be crazy. That's true. Good point. Bess Maxwell, case manager of North Louisiana for LA Spirits, LASpirits.com. We are just having fun with Halloween, All Hallows Eve, coming up. We'll be back here on Strategies in just a moment with Bess Maxwell. Stay with us. Welcome back in. Welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, with our very special Halloween life strategist. She is Bess Maxwell. She is the case manager for for the North Teams of LA Spirits. And you can find LASpirits.com. There's a lot on that website. And if you have any need of their service, what you guys do is free, right?
Yes, we do not charge.
Okay.
I would like, you know, I mean, you can't prove. I mean, it's something you can't prove.
Right.
Right.
That's why hard science doesn't accept, you know, what we do, because you can't take it into a lab and you can't make it perform, you know, on demand.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And so if we can't really prove there's something there, how can we charge you for it?
Well, there you go. But if you are, if you have an interest, maybe you want to get, you know, you guys take volunteers from time to time,
absolutely.
Right?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, so we will have a public ghost hunt every once in a while.
There you go. So LASpirits.com is the way to kind of stay in touch and what's going on.
Exactly.
You guys have some things coming up with Halloween and such. Yeah, what's going on?
Well, not separate from Louisiana Spirits, there's a group that you can find on Facebook called Historic Haunts of Shreveport.
Yeah, yeah.
And Dr. Cheryl White at LSUS.
Who has been on multiple times as a life strategist.
Dear friend of mine.
Yep, yep.
She once was writing a book on Haunted Shreveport, and she called me to pick my brain. And there began this epic friendship.
Yeah. And y'all have been fast friends ever since.
But we do, right now we're doing cemetery tours at Oakland Cemetery.
Mm.
And Oakland Cemetery near downtown Shreveport is right by the Municipal Auditorium.
Right.
And it's the oldest, it was the city cemetery.
Right.
It's the oldest Shreveport cemetery, dates to the 1840s.
Right.
And so we're doing tours Halloween night. At 5:30, 5:30 to 7:30, just about sundown,
right.
And then another one Saturday,
okay,
on the 1st,
okay.
And you can go to Historic Haunts of Shreveport, and you can get tickets to those.
All right.
And everything, all the ticket money goes right back into Oakland for the upkeep of that cemetery.
And that's important. It's
very important
that we provide the upkeep of that historic treasure.
Yes.
In our community.
And I'm also on the board for the Friends of Oakland, so.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's
And there's all kinds of things coming up, too. There's the
lighting
of the eternal flame from the, you know, the new exhibit in the cemetery.
3,000, in 2023, we built a memorial to the yellow fever epidemic victims.
Right.
Right.
There are about 800 souls up there on the hill.
Right.
And there was never anything but a little small marker.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
There was never a funeral for those people. People were dying so fast in 1873 that they couldn't, they just opened trenches up there and laid the people down.
Right.
And so we
they had to do what they had to do.
We built a monument to those
people.
And
it's beautiful.
Everybody's name that we know are in there.
Yeah.
And we had, when we dedicated it, we had priests, we had minister, we had rabbi.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's
to bless
wonderful.
Those people who are there.
Yeah.
And so now we have a flame, an eternal flame.
That's and it's be going
there
to be lit.
Sunday evening at 5:20 at the cemetery. Everybody come. It's going to be wonderful.
I hope our mayor.
Our mayor will be there.
I hope he is recovered.
It was on his calendar before. But if he can possibly be there,
I know he
safely,
will. If he
we
can,
will.
Yeah. If not, the flame's still going
to
be lit.
And prayers to the mayor.
Absolutely, he's a wonderful fellow.
Yeah,
yeah, wonderful, wonderful guy. He's been on multiple times, and we love Mayor Tom. But you know, so lots of stuff to celebrate around this holiday, Halloween. Now people don't realize.
I actually have a question.
Okay,
because Halloween was originally Samhain, right? And one of the ideas is that the veil thins around this time.
Yes.
In all of your experience over the years, have you found that to be, any evidence?
What a great question.
I mean, we have never had any more activity, I don't think, on Halloween than we have any other time.
Yeah.
I mean, the veil is thin where the veil is thin.
Right.
But I really think that, you know, there's a lot to that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, too. But I was curious about your experience.
So many, because the first, of course, is All Saints Day.
Right.
And that's what, you know, all of those souls, all of those saints. And, you know, and we, of course, took and Christianized the it's a Wayne holiday.
Right.
But, you know, there's more going on than you can think.
Yeah.
You know, the nuns used to tell us in school. I went through a Christian school growing up, and the nuns used to say, well, now there's two kinds of saints.
Yeah.
You know, there's the saints we recognize, and those have the big S, right? Yeah. And then if you get to heaven, you're a saint.
You're a saint, too.
But you have a small S. Yeah. You're a small S because you're not recognized. But if you're there, you made it. You're a saint.
You made it, yeah.
And All Saints Day represents those.
Yeah, the saints.
All of
and
the
then
saints.
All Souls Day is on the 2nd.
Is it right?
Which
right.
Everybody gets recognized.
Everybody that, you know, who has passed.
Right. Yeah.
And you know, that's wonderful that the Christian tradition, you know, recognizes both All Saints and All Souls.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, Halloween is kind of like, if you can't beat them, join them, kind of, you know, a little bit.
Yeah. You know, I guess I'm going to be very try to be politically correct with this question.
Okay.
You know, there are some who have an issue, to take issue with the Halloween celebration, the costumes, the dressing up, all the things that we go through in our culture around Halloween. Any thoughts about that?
Well, you know, and we have seen that. We actually had a convention one time at the Municipal Auditorium. We brought in some speakers, some paranormal experts, and it was a good time. And there was a group who gathered out in front of the Municipal Auditorium.
To kind of protest.
Praying for us, because we were all going to hell.
Yeah.
And they were throwing holy water on the steps. And all.
Okay.
And, you know, my bishop has referred cases to me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, if you don't believe in ghosts, then why do we pray that the dead will rest?
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it doesn't mean there's some denominations that don't believe in ghosts at all. There are no ghosts. Everything's a demon.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you have activity in your house, well, it's a demon. And you need an exorcism.
Yeah.
And I can safely say, I mean, of course there are such things.
Yeah.
Right.
But we have never, in all the years I've been doing this, which is over 20 now, we have never seen a real demonic case.
Mm. Wow. Okay.
You know, we have had a lot
of... So that's important to hear.
Yeah.
That's
a lot of self-diagnosed demonic cases.
Right.
You know,
I've
got demons in my house. Well, no, you don't. You have something.
You have something going on, but you don't need to be afraid.
It's not a demon.
Yeah.
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 So talk to us a little bit about that spectrum. Like, it's all energy.
Right.
Right. And so you talked earlier about how it was just residual.
Right.
And then we can go all the way maybe on the other end to demon. So talk to us about that spectrum.
Okay. Well, residual is, I think, you hear footsteps, you know, you see something walking down the hall.
Right.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and it's always going the same way.
Okay.
That's what we call residual. It's like a tape playing over and over and over again. It's just energy.
Right.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of theories that water can attract that kind of energy, that limestone can attract that kind of energy and will hold it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you get in like Hampton Court Palace in England.
Okay.
Where Catherine Howard, who was the wife of Henry, was arrested.
Okay.
And taken for treason.
Right.
And that she ran screaming down the hall looking for Henry, screaming for her life.
Right.
That's supposed to happen every year on the anniversary of that. You hear a woman running down the hall screaming.
Yeah. Well, because that's powerful energy.
That would be residual energy. That's what you hear at a battlefield. Mm-hmm. That's what you hear at Gettysburg when you hear gunfire, cannon fire, the sound of marching troops. That's all residual energy.
Right.
What you have then is intelligent, and that's when there is actually an entity there and it can communicate with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we turn on the tape recorder and we say, is anybody here? You know, can you touch this? Can you knock on something?
Right.
That's intelligent.
Right.
Then you have poltergeist. activity.
Yeah.
And poltergeist is the thing that throws stuff across, you know.
That's when we get physical.
Stack furniture in the middle of the room,
mm-hmm.
you know, move things, throw things that push people. That's poltergeist. And that's really interesting because that's not coming from a spirit. That's coming from a person in the house who is letting off all of this excess energy.
Right. Oh,
a lot of times,
interesting.
It's, a lot of times it's a young teenage girl.
makes sense.
And
it's a lot
when
of
that
angst
person
there.
Is not there, nothing happens.
Mm.
You know, but that and that will start just out of nowhere, and uh-huh. it will stop out of nowhere.
Mm. Okay.
And there's really nothing you can do about that. That's
right.
But I will always look. I'll say, who's in the house?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes it can be an adult who is undergoing a tremendous amount of stress
mm-hmm.
of some kind.
Yeah.
And that's energy's just got to come out some
right.
way.
Yeah.
So that's
yeah.
what that is.
Yeah.
And then you go to the demonic,
mm-hmm.
which is an inhuman. It's not a ghost. It was okay. never living.
Right.
It was never a human, but it is some kind of demon, biblical type
evil
demon.
Type of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's
dark.
That's very dark.
Yeah.
That's when people get hurt and physically hurt and possessed and all that kind of stuff.
That's when you need to call the religious
that's
folk.
When, and a lot of times, like, you know, the church will send in somebody like us to see what
right.
you got.
Yeah.
Right.
And then they will come and do
what and
they
do prove what they
do.
Do
yeah. what they do.
Yeah.
We would never even attempt, you know, we're all people in our group, we're all people of faith. But
yeah.
we would never attempt to do an exorcism.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you'd
yeah.
be out of your...
We're out of our depth.
Out of your wheelhouse.
We're not, you know, we're not, you know, demonologists.
Right.
Right.
LASpirits.com. That's the place you want to go. Bess Maxwell is the case manager for the North Teams at LA Spirits. And we are with... Best today here on Strategies for a Living. We are, I'm going to come back and ask her, pardon the pun. I want to know if she's ever been spooked. We'll find out that when we come back here on Strategies for a Living. We'll be right back.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living radio.
And welcome back in. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, our life strategist. Bess Maxwell, the case manager for the North Teams of LA Spirits. Go to LASpirits.com. You'll get a lot of information there if you are interested, and I hope you will be. Okay, inquiring minds. Want to know, right?
Uh-huh.
Pardon the pun. Have you ever been spooked?
I've been creeped out.
Yeah?
Yes. That's, you know, you'll be somewhere. There was an old theater in El Dorado, Arkansas.
Yeah.
And it was under renovation, and we went over there, and I was sitting on stage, and I just felt like something was fixing to come, you know, out of stage left and just
yeah.
walk up on me.
Yeah.
And it didn't, but it was, there's a creep factor sometimes
yeah.
in certain circumstances.
Yeah.
yeah.
The other
yeah.
place that happened to me was in the Edinburgh Vaults in Scotland.
Oh,
oh.
That
wow.
was, we were with a group and we were down there and they were down. And I suddenly began to think, start an inch toward up toward the front where more people were.
Yeah.
Because I just felt like something was getting ready to come up behind me.
Yeah.
Mm.
But, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Heavy, heavy, heavy history.
yeah.
Yeah. So it sounds like you it's happened, but you don't stay
mm-hmm.
there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I've been surprised by things. Both times that I've seen a shadow figure
mm-hmm.
has really, it didn't scare me, but I just kind of, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Right.
You
right.
know,
yeah.
but your mind immediately starts trying to figure out what that is.
Right.
Yeah. yeah.
You know, I saw something coming down at a salvage yard in Ruston, of all places. Something was walking down the fence. You know, a black shadow.
Right.
Yeah.
Like a person, and it didn't ever come out where the gate was.
Mm.
Right.
And I actually kind of took a step back, and I'm looking, and the guy behind me came up and said, what did you see? Because he could tell by my reaction.
Yeah, that
yeah.
you saw something.
And I said, but where he was walking, cars were like up against the fence.
Yeah.
There was no place for anybody to walk.
Right.
Yeah.
And the other one I saw was in the municipal auditorium.
Really?
Okay. Upstairs,
tell us about that.
Yeah, we were doing a tour.
Yeah.
And I was just standing looking up into the seats up there, and I saw this figure just run down one of the rows of seats. A little short figure.
Yeah. Huh.
And the other guide who was with me said, I said, "Did you just see something?" He said, "I'm so glad you did, because I did." So there were two of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why you always have two people when you're investigating. You should so they can corroborate. Validate, yeah. Corroborate.
Yeah. 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 Elvis has left the building.
I don't know if Elvis is there, but there's a lot there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. Frank may be hanging around there now. I wouldn't be surprised if Frank and Norm Bell and some of our old radio folks, you know.
All theaters or entertainment places seem to be.
Yeah.
It's that big energy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, from performers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the big energy from performers and theaters. Churches, the collective.
It's a collective,
energy type of
thing. It's almost an amplification, I would wonder, if that has something to do with it.
And you know where the municipal is, there was a church there.
No, I did not know that. Oh, wow.
It was a Methodist church or an AME church, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Huh.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. Yeah. So, you know, when people ask you, we've already established, I ask you, is there any question you haven't been asked? And you said no. What's the most interesting question or idea you can think of, Bess, that you know, since people know you do this type of thing, and would we call this, it's not really a hobby because it's beyond that.
Yeah. Well, it's... You know, I've told people this, that it's almost a ministry.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's all because you're helping people
to
Absolutely.
Come to grips with something that they do not understand.
Sure.
And once they understand it, then they feel better.
They feel better.
They feel
more
better.
Peaceful.
They're not afraid of it anymore. And they once you establish that they're not insane, so that's because I'm a Stephen minister. Too, if you're familiar with Stephen Ministry.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And it's so similar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody
may not know what Stephen Ministry is. What is Stephen Ministry?
Stephen Ministry is a lay ministry within the church.
Right.
You are trained as basically listeners.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You're not a therapist.
Right.
You're not trying to fix somebody.
Right.
You listen.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's a one-on-one ministry,
mm-hmm.
and you are assigned this person, and you meet with them once a week, and you listen.
And you listen.
Mm-hmm. You listen to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would be willing to bet, I've not been in Stephen Ministry, but I'd be willing to bet a lot of times people will walk out of those sessions and say, I feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You let
and
them.
That's the
you
point.
Let them work it out in their own head.
Right. Going.
In the same way, if you listen to, because they... A lot of them don't feel comfortable talking about paranormal experiences with their neighbors or their family.
Right.
So they'll think I'm crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they've been holding it inside of them, and they won't talk to anybody about it.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, here's somebody who will listen to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, and won't call you crazy or judge you. Yeah, it's just
open to
listening.
There have been some cases that we wouldn't take because we felt like it was nuts. You know, if we ever feel like it's a situation where we will not be safe, we will not
you won't
take
go.
A case.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if we feel like there are serious drugs involved, and because sometimes there's a fine line there.
Yeah.
And you have to ask people some really uncomfortable questions.
Sure.
You know, when you're starting out.
Right.
But there was one person who contacted us, and he had aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he was, after talking to him for a little while, it became obvious that he had some
issues.
Some issues.
Yeah.
And so I said, you know, we just really don't do aliens.
Right.
You know, we don't have an expertise in that.
Right.
And I told him to call one of the, you know, UFO groups or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But he frightened me.
Yeah.
Because he was, you know, he was threatening to kill the aliens and shoot the aliens. And suppose we get over there and he thinks we're the aliens.
Right.
You know, sometimes you just have to, I won't put the team in danger.
Right.
You know.
So what I'm hearing is good common sense.
Good common
sense. You use good common
sense. That's
what
it is. Yeah. And like I said, we're not going to be, there's some groups who will go in to prove that there's something there.
And that's not you guys.
And anything
you're there
they
to witness.
See, I've seen one, you know, one group like, see that up there? See that light?
Yeah.
I said, that's lens flare. you're shooting the camera right into the overhead light up there, and it's lens flare.
Yeah.
She goes,
yeah.
No, it's an entity. I said, no, it's lens flare. Yeah.
Well, you know, here's the thing. You know, what you do, and again, you know, I think my own personal opinion is it works very well with your day job.
It does.
You know?
It does.
Because we believe, as believers, we believe in life after.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And again, it's all energy.
It is.
And
yeah.
Sometimes energy goes in, you know, maybe places we don't understand and ways we don't understand.
And that's one thing we haven't even talked about is, you know, a lot of times a sudden death, you know,
right.
will
yeah.
result in activity because
they don't,
you know, the
know.
Person doesn't know what happened.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, we had a priest on the program not long ago who.
That's part of his ministry.
Part of his ministry is working with souls who are kind of in between. They're stuck and they, you know, can't get to the light.
Exactly.
And he helps them, and it's a wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful ministry.
And we'll do a cleansing, you know, a simple cleansing to get rid of bad energy.
Yeah. There you go.
It's not an exorcism, but.
But right. you know, cleansing.
It helps.
LASpirits.com. You can find out more. Bess Maxwell, she is the case manager for the North Teams of LA Spirits. What a great Halloween program. We'll be back here on Strategies, Strategies for Living. And welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, wonderful, wonderful special life strategist today. Bess Maxwell from LASpirits.com. LA Spirits, she's the North Team case manager. Bess, what a special time. The only complaint I have is we need two or three more hours once the stories get going.
Oh, exactly. You're gonna have her more often than Halloween.
Absolutely.
You can. I'll come anytime.
Yeah.
What do you want to leave us with today? What do you want people to take away from this conversation today?
Well, if you've got something going on in your house, don't be terrified of it. Just, you know, you can call us, you know, go to our website. It gives all of our email addresses. You can get in touch with us. And, you know, don't be afraid to talk about it.
Right.
You know, don't be afraid to talk about it and ask questions about it.
Right.
Because it'll make you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's, you guys have been doing this a long time.
A long time, yeah.
And there's teams all over the state. So some of the teams probably have more expertise in one area than the other.
Right.
And so you guys, I'm sure, communicate with each other, talk with each other.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So if you'd like more information, or if you'd just like to find out more.
Oh, and Historic Haunts of Shreveport.
That's
go to the website, get tickets, come to the tour.
Absolutely, yes. and check out LASpirits.com and Bess Maxwell and her wonderful work. Bess, thank you so much.
Thank you, David.
And don't be a stranger. No. You know
don't
where
be a
we
ghost.
Are now.
Yeah.
Don't be a ghost. Yeah.
I can walk over here.
There you go.
If it's not windy and cold.
There you go. Yeah. We'll give you a wrap. How about that?
Okay, there you go.
Folks, thank you for tuning in to Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being with us, and we appreciate our sponsors who make it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX. We train your brain. And the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitas Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, alligator Italian sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. And SRT sales training. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? What would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Bess Maxwell, for Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.